Joining me now on this edition of Our Town for the month of December, Mayor Joe Henry has shown up here, and we're going to talk about some real great things about what the city's been doing over the last couple of years. Joe Henry, how are you?
I'm great, George. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm always glad to be able to get out and talk about all the wonderful things that the city of Florence is doing and what a great place this is to live.
Absolutely. I got here 2 years ago and didn't know what to expect, but loved it from the moment I walked through here, but didn't necessarily know everything that was going on, you know, behind the scenes or how much the city was doing to create change in our community. Tell me some of the things that have changed over the past, say, 2-3 years.
Well, you know, my wife and I moved here just going on 19 years ago. And I was not involved in government at all, and that is not my background, until about 4 years ago when there were a few things going on that I wasn't happy with. And then our city basically wasn't growing, and so I got involved in city government, and here I am, ended up mayor. And 3 years ago, we elected a new city council, and when I was elected mayor, we brought on board a new city manager who's doing an outstanding job. And we created a 5-point work plan, and very high on the list of our priorities was quality of life and livability in Florence and economic development, which obviously includes jobs and housing. So we have worked very hard on those issues for the last 3 years, and I think we adopted a theme, a city in motion. And I believe that if you look around our community and see the things that are going on today that weren't going on 3 years ago, you can see how just a great job our council and our staff is doing, working as a team to accomplish many things in our community.
What are some of those things? Like, I know we've looked at growth necessarily and making things more seamless when it comes to city works and that, and making the new building, providing a good working atmosphere for them, allowing things to be a little bit more fluid and throughout the community, road repairs, things like that. What are some other things that have gone on?
I think when you talk about creating jobs and housing and the broader term economic development, I think you got to look at a number of different things, one of which is infrastructure. We have worked hard to complete, for instance, the Rhododendron Drive section that was on the drawing board for 12 or 13 years and bogged completely down. And we managed to get that back on track and have completed that up as far as Wildwinds. And we look to hopefully include that in an upcoming budget to get another piece of it done, at least up to 35th Street. So we're kind of looking at that as an upcoming item. But we've also, as you mentioned, we've just completed or almost completed a new public works building, which will allow our public works employees to get out of that trap over on Spruce Street where you and I probably wouldn't go to work. So I think that's a major accomplishment. And we're going to remodel our city hall. But part of that, the main purpose is to make a better place for our employees to work, but it's also about trying to attract businesses and people to move here to our community.
Well, now, talking about that, like talking about some of the infrastructure things here, it's like when you talk about housing, you can't just throw a bunch of houses up in a community of this size and this age without making sure that the infrastructure is prepared for that, right?
Well, absolutely. And again, getting back just to kind of finish this conversation about infrastructure, our biggest project right now is our Revision Florence program. It's a streetscaping project that will beautify Highway 101, which is from the bridge to 9th Street is probably one of the ugliest pieces of highway in the state of Oregon. And up around 126, it will create a theme where hopefully it'll get people to slow down, spend some time here in Florence, direct them to Old Town. But it'll be have bike lanes and benches and all kinds of landscaping. This is probably our biggest project right now. It's a $7.5 million project, which we just got the last piece of financing in place from Lane County. And we want to thank Lane County for that. ODOT has been very, very supportive and with somewhere around $2.5 million of contribution to that project. So this is an example of something going on in Florence that hardly ever has gone on before, working in partnership with ODOT, with the state, and with Lane County. When I became mayor, I got on the city council, all I ever heard was, nobody ever does anything for us. Lane County doesn't do anything for us. The state doesn't do anything. The real problem was we never asked them to do it. So our staff, city manager, have developed a rapport with different county and state departments where now we have great communication with them. And this revision Florence is just a good example of what we can accomplish if we work together with these partners. It would have been something we could have never done on our own. So that aside, we're looking at these projects not just to make our employees have a better place to work or feel better about themselves. We're looking at this to set the example and provide a setting where it'll encourage businesses to come here and develop, such as a hotel, which we definitely need in our community, and other business along Highway 101. We are currently a tourist-driven business or community, and that's great. Our Chamber of Commerce has done an outstanding job of driving tourism. The city, basically, part of our budget goes to support the Chamber to market Florence, and they've done an outstanding job. But along with that has come part of our problem in housing. We don't have adequate housing for the people that are working in the service industry. So when you ask about we just can't go out and build 200 or 300 houses, we formed a HEOP committee, and they are basically, we've engaged a consultant to complete a survey that will, it was necessary to do this before we could actually examine the amount of land we have available for commercial, for housing, and so forth. This is one of the first steps. You're right, you can't just rent out and build 100 houses, because I have learned that government moves very slowly. In my background, I always wanted everything done yesterday because my background is in business management. So I had to temper that a little bit to make it work in city government. But part of that management philosophy works well in government, and it's helped us to accomplish some of these things. As I mentioned, with the revision Florence, the public works building, the city hall remodel, these are all things that will, they're capital investments, but they'll also provide jobs here in our community, at least short run. We received a $360,000 grant for parks, and which will be used at Miller Park. We have spent very little money on our parks in the last 15 years. So in the last 2 or 3 years, we've spent more than we've spent in 15 years. And now with this $360,000, we'll be able to redo the ball fields, put in some concessions, new concession stand and restrooms. And for the very first time, we'll have a soccer field.
Which is also a good part of a community investment, because it's not just about tourism, then it's about your community that's already here.
Well, and it also is about, it's great for our kids that are here, but it's also great for from an economic development standpoint, because a good example, I have two kids that if they were going to move to Florence, would look to see if we had a soccer program. Well, unfortunately, our schools don't support a soccer program. We're one of the very few, maybe one or two schools in the state of Oregon our size that does not have a soccer program. 2 years ago or 3 years ago, some volunteers, professional, young professionals here in our community started a soccer program, all volunteer, all contributions. And this year they had over 200 kids sign up for soccer.
Wow.
Now, in a community our size, that is a major significant issue. It's great for our kids, but it's also great from an economic development standpoint, because if we want young professionals to move here, they're going to look to see if we have a soccer program.
Right. Things for their kids, for them. Yeah.
We have a awesome business park that surrounds our airport, and our airport, in my view, is an untapped opportunity, and it's a great asset to our community that as we grow and as we succeed with our economic development efforts, it'll become more and more important. We have a business park that surrounds the north end of our airport, and there's 25 lots in there. We haven't sold one of those for at least 10 years. Well, this year, we have sold three of them. One of them, Top Hydraulics, is already open and looks in the short run to hire 20 to 40 employees, and they will pay a living wage. Somebody that can afford to stay here in our community, buy a home, raise their family if they so choose, which is fairly difficult to do, especially for our young people graduating from school here. They have to go away. Often they move away, and then their parents move away to be with them. So it's kind of counterproductive. So we need jobs here that will allow them, at least if they so choose, to stay here in our community. But getting back to this, we have two more who have now just closed escrow. One will be a telecommunications company, and the other will be a kind of a warehouse thing that'll hire employees. They buy surplus materials and then they distribute them. I'm not quite sure how it works. But this telecommunications company, one of the other obstacles or perceived obstacles to economic growth in our community has been the lack of high-speed fiber. I'm very proud of a local company here, Cyrus Law Broadband, who has taken it upon themselves to begin to put high-speed fiber into our community, despite all the other folks. That there's other fiber that crisscrosses Florence, yet we can't take advantage of it because of the cost. So we believe that this new effort will bring that, make it available to our community over time. Starts out, we're putting fiber in all of our lots in the business park. It's going down Kingwood to provide fiber there, and we'll be a test pilot in the housing development behind the police station, Park Village. So that'll give us a good test on affordable high-speed fiber, which has been a major stumbling block for us along the way.
Is there any work being done or communication being done with, say, like the telecommunications for telephone and that? Because I know there's been some issue over the last little bit of while about how well or how little our cell phone coverage expands in this area.
Well, I'm not an expert on cell phones. I do know that I believe Verizon has putting in a new large tower up on 101 because I believe that property was just brought into the city. So how much effect that has, I don't know, but I really can't speak to that.
Well, I'm sure a new tower wouldn't hurt.
A new tower probably would not hurt.
So what about the issue of homelessness in our community? How prevalent is that? How can we attack that, or do we need to attack it?
Well, homelessness obviously exists in our community. It is not a Florence-specific issue. It's a nationwide issue. It's a state issue. It's a county issue. And again, it is an issue in Florence. Now, how large that issue is, I think depends on who you ask or on what day. Recent articles suggest there are somewhere over 800 homeless people in our community. That would suggest that approximately 1 in 18 people in the Cyrus Law region is homeless. I can't argue that. Intuitively, to me, it doesn't make sense. When you talk about homelessness, then the housing issue in some ways contributes to that, because we have people, admittedly so, we have people working here in our service industry that cannot afford to buy a home in Florence, but even more so, they can't afford to rent a home here in Florence. Our rents have spiked in the last 2 or 3 years as the market has rebounded. Again, some of the things that are being published recently suggest that it's almost impossible for people to buy a home because they have on a $200,000 house, they have to have $40,000 for a down payment. Well, somebody that's working at our average wage in our community, if you stop and think how long it might take them to save $40,000 for a down payment, yes, it is impossible for them to buy a home. But I happen to be in the mortgage business, and this year I have made one loan that required a 20% down payment. There are many, many programs out there available with 100% financing, FHA at 96.5% financing, VA at 100% financing. In many cases, it's cheaper to buy a home in Florence today than it is to rent one, since interest rates are still so low. Mm-hmm.
So it's not impossible then?
No, it's definitely not as impossible as again, as we've been communicating lately.
When a community like ours is foraging to move forward or moving forward, oftentimes it's not done alone. You talked about how we have built a rapport with the county and the state. What other entities have been brought together to kind of move forward for the city in motion?
Well, one that we've been very successful with, or that's created a lot of success in our community, is RAIN, which is the Regional Accelerator Innovative Network. I couldn't remember what HEOP stands for, but I got RAIN down now. So, but RAIN has actually, both through the state and the county, have come into our community, and they've made a real impact. They've worked really hard with us, and we have several entrepreneurs now in our community, two or three of which have created successful businesses, and they're hiring employees. So that's been a contribution to our economic development. The city of Florence, over the last 2 or 3 years, we have worked very hard to, well, first create jobs. We've also worked hard on the housing issue. It's kind of like the chicken or the egg. You can't expect people to move here without jobs. If there are jobs here and they move here, you can't expect them to move here without housing. So they two are very much intertwined, and they go hand in hand. The jobs issue, we've worked hard on it. We've made some progress, not as much as we'd like, but at least we are moving forward in that direction. Same with the housing. There's more housing starts in our community today than there have been in the last 3 or 4 years.
When I remember, too, something that isn't the city working on trying to adjust some of the fees associated with construction and that in order to help?
Well, that's part of this, the HEOP project. Mm-hmm. For us to be able to determine that, we will need to get the results. Now, actually, these results are coming out tomorrow at the HEOP committee meeting when the consultant presents his results and recommendations. And we have in my own mind, I have a pretty good idea what those are going to be. We need a hotel. We need housing. We need jobs. And it's kind of like everybody's out finding all of these, you know, discovering the problem, but we've really known what it is for quite some time. In many of the communications that are going on in our community, I see very little being suggested in terms of solutions. It's more about telling everybody what the problem is with no solution.
And kind of like saying, hey, you're the city council. It's up to you to figure it out.
Well, yeah, that's the unfortunate thing is that, especially with the homeless issue, there's some things the city of Florence can do, but there's not a lot. Hopefully people don't expect every homeless person to have a house in Florence because that's probably not going to happen. There are things that are being done by the state on a very limited basis. There was an article in the paper, the state released $49 million to support the homeless efforts. Well, if you think about that, that's a drop in the bucket.
Well, when you think of the huge problem that Portland has, Salem's got a problem, Eugene's got a fairly large problem, well, that's really not going to go very far.
Probably not. There won't be very much left when you get down to Florence. And, yeah. And when you have NFL coaches making $150 million, puts $49 million in perspective.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
So getting back to this, the HEOP thing, those results will be out. And you mentioned the fees. Yes, that's one thing that we are going to have to take a look at. We've done surveys on our fees, and it shows that our fees for building in terms of SDCs and permits are somewhere in the mid-range. They're not the lowest, but they're not the highest when you do comparable cities in Oregon. But I believe, and this is just me speaking as an individual, not any commitment on behalf of the city council, that if we are going to be successful in resolving our housing issue, we are going to have to make some concessions in terms of the government cost that goes into building a house. So, with that, how these things come about, maybe incentives to provide incentives to somebody to come in and build 50 or 100 houses. We may need to create public-private partnerships, which are done in some other cities. I don't know. I'm not sure if the city can become a partner in building homes or not. But these are all things that we've been looking at and that we are, as a city council, we're going to be taking on in the near future. We've really been waiting for the results of this consultant and the HEOP committee, because that'll tell us how much land we have available, where we can build, what we can do. Then we are going to make some inroads in terms of creating a fee structure that will make it more affordable to build a $150,000 house or a small house, say 600 square feet. Many communities are building tiny homes. Within reason, that's something that could work in Florence. And part of the problem, you know, I've personally talked to a number of developers, both in town and from the outside, and they have trouble making the numbers work in our community. So that's one of the reasons that we're going to have to figure out a way to make this work. And that's something we'll be working hard on in the coming months.
Well, I know like the agreement's just been made to add city sewer in that to help that RV park down off of Rhododendron. So I know what happens in a lot of areas, there is a big cost or a big expense in putting in septic because of the sand and because of all the problems there. So I guess that as we expand the sewer, would that not make it easier and more cost-effective?
Absolutely. I have to be a little hesitant to speak about the Harbor Vista sewer project because it's actually coming up for a vote on the city council this evening, whether to proceed with that project. If we do, it'll be very beneficial to the county, but very beneficial to Florence also in terms of increased revenue from transient room tax. It'll allow some additional people that aren't on our system now to be able to get on the system that have asked to be on that. So,
including, I believe Aaron told me, the addition of a couple houses that could be built, too.
A couple of houses could be built. So, again, I can't really comment on that, but some of the things that we are doing is we've already budgeted for and done some of the engineering to put services out 126 out to the building that sits on stilts that has been there for years and years and years because they don't have services. And then it'll go across the street and some other properties on the other side of the street will get on. We're working soon to put services up both sides of Highway 101 to Hasita Beach Road. That'll bring several more properties into the city, or at least make them available right. to several more people. The list of things that are being done by the city, it goes on and on, and it's hard to speak about all of them. It's rewarding and very gratifying to see the team effort that's going on with our council and with our staff and with the other people, that the partners that we've worked, both partners in our community as well as from Lane County and the state. And I just think it just means that more and more of those type of activities will occur in the future.
All right, Mayor Joe Henry, thank you so much. We look forward to the growth that we're going to experience here.
Thank you, George, and wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Mayor Joe Henry. And coming up next on our December edition of Our Town, we're speaking with the president of Oregon Pacific Bank, Mr. Ron Green.